Offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
They say nothing. They go nowhere.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I feel that's gonna be you this weekend.
I got to work Saturday and Sunday, bro. Can't even do it.
You will not be a barrel full of monkeys this weekend.
No.
I believe it when I see it. You settle down, man. You're maturing in your old age.
yes, getting old, and you know I'm here more often than
no more kegs and eggs for you.
No, maybe today. Maybe today. You don't know. You never know. I got nothing to do today. It's wide open.
Look out.
You'll see me at Ingles at 9:08, somewhere around there.
Just storing up on it, man.
Stop and say hello, and you know we'll crack a brewski.
That's it. 9:15, be suds in it.
Three sheets to the wind, yeah. You know how it is.
Peter Pants, forget your name.
No, I don't even know what day drinking is.
Barbershops were great back until the late 60s, and then all of a sudden, I don't know why we had this idea. We'd do salons and... We get our haircut in the same places now. Men, get back to your personal relationship with your barber, that barbershop style, that straight razor shave, that hot towel treatment. Let the ladies over at Roosters take care of you. You know, we're just missing that barbershop deal. They've got a great deal going now with the customer loyalty program, refer a friend program. Treat yourself, men. You know, you go to work, you take the kids, you do everything around, and your lady will notice the difference just how smooth you look. You look so smooth. You look so good. RoostersMGC.com. They're off of Pelham Road over in Greenville. RoostersMGC.com. It's 884-8920. 884-8920. All right. I'm going to touch on Hugh Freeze. Clemson basketball tomorrow at 4. I'll tell you later on today about the huge weekend in recruiting the juniors that are coming and two official visits this weekend, too, for Clemson. We'll tell you about that in this, maybe this segment in this hour. Josh Williams joins us in about 20 minutes.
Old J-Dub.
Yeah, look, J-Dub's got a lot to do today.
How's he doing in Charleston?
He likes it. That big move. It's not the same, though, man. Got to get him back up
here. Is that a permanent move?
We'll see.
No.
I don't know. Ask him. We'll ask him when he comes. Ask him off the air.
I miss kicking his butt at trivia.
Yeah. I didn't mention this quickly. The Zion Williamson comparison. There's a little bit of that LeBron James comparison. I don't agree with that. The two that I do agree with. The to me, the second best comparison is Charles Barkley. Big man, powerful, round mound of rebound, just overpower people. The best, though, and I saw this on Rivals.com yesterday, Larry Johnson, Grandmama. So I like that one a lot. I think that's a good one there. Texture says, Does J-Dub have a Twitter to follow? Yeah, I think it's at JWilly401. I think that's right. We'll get him to do his Twitter later on.
Yeah, we'll do it in 20 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Alabama is considering hiring...
Greenbow, Alabama.
They're considering hiring Hugh Freeze. Let me remind you who Hugh Freeze is.
By all means.
January 2016, the NCAA charged Ole Miss with numerous recruiting violations. An investigation turned up evidence that Ole Miss employees and boosters arranged numerous impermissible benefits for players, such as car loans and cash. At least one recruit was suspected of getting help on his college entrance exam. The investigation reopened soon after star Laramie Tunzel admitted taking money from one of Hughes' assistant coaches. In February 2017, 3 months after suffering his first losing season under Freeze arrived, Ole Miss withdrew from a bowl game considerations for the upcoming season. The move came on the same day the NCAA sent an updated notice of allegations charging Rebels with 8 additional violations. Most seriously, it accused Freeze of not monitoring his assistants and also accused Ole Miss of not properly controlling the program. On July 13, 2017, Freeze's predecessor, Houston Nutt, sued Ole Miss for defamation, contending that Freeze and the school officials falsely blamed him for the violations. As a part of the discovery of the lawsuit, Nutt's attorney filed a Freedom of Information Act request for calls for Hugh Freeze's from his phone, a university-issued phone call, a phone service, during January 2016. Nutt contended that Freeze and others at Ole Miss leaked information to the press as part of the effort to smear his client. While reviewing the records, Nutt's attorneys discovered a call to a number of associated female escort services and alerted Ole Miss officials about it. Freeze claimed it as a misdialed number. School officials investigated, discovered that they later described, quote, a concerning pattern, unquote, of similar calls dating back to shortly after he arrived in Oxford. Boy, it's a bunch of misdialed numbers. On July 20th, Chancellor Jeff Vitter, athletic director Russ Bort, gave Freeze ultimatum, resign or be fired for violating the moral clause of his contract. Freeze opted to resign. Matt Luke took over. Let me even go back farther than that. Hugh Freeze, this is according to Sporting News, before his head coach at Ole Miss, he resigned from a position early this month. This is written when he resigned. He was a girls' basketball coach at Briarcrest Christian School in Memphis, Tennessee. And USA Today Sports put a damper on the success there. In a search to find out what kind of person Hugh Freeze was, USA's Josh Peters spoke with some of Freeze's former female players at Briarcrest when three women informed him about Freeze's inappropriate behavior. According to USA Today, Katie Damaso, 27, said when she was an eighth grader at Briarcrest in 1999, Freeze made her change shirts inside his office after he said the Grateful Dead t-shirt violated school dress code. Coach Freeze pulled me in his office, told me my shirt represented drugs. I said, I'll go change the bathroom. When he said, no, you're going to change right here. So I get the Grateful Dead t-shirt and you can't give it back. He didn't do anything sexual, but I stood in the corner and faced the wall. When he did, I changed out of my shirt, no privacy. Another former student at Briarcrest said it was hyper attentive to the length of girls' skirts, and he loomed in a parking lot after they would go to a car to change their clothes. Another woman even created a closed Facebook account to offer a safe place to discuss Freeze after some of the Briarcrest students received threats from criticizing the coach and making allegations online about him. When contacted, he's obviously denied it. And Alabama wants to hire that. The guy that was setting players up. First of all, let me say this. The guy that told Ole Miss boosters when he's at Arkansas State, if y'all want to get it done, if y'all willing to do it, we can win at the highest level at Ole Miss. If y'all want to do what it takes to get it done. And everybody knows what he meant by that. They knew he was a cheater when they hired him. He got caught cheating. They're on big-time probation as a result. Players transferring out of there as a result. He gets caught with escort services. He has burner phones, by the way. If you got a burner phone, you're doing something wrong. He's got burner phones. He gets these new or these escort service phone calls all the time. And claims a man of God and always says about God, but then does all this other stuff. And then we go back to what he was as a high school coach with little girls and allegations about how uncomfortable they felt around the guy. And Alabama says, yeah, you know what? I want to hire him. Now, A, if you're Alabama, that ought to make you feel extremely uncomfortable.
I don't think Alabama wants to hire him.
I don't know.
I think Nick Saban wants to hire
him. Okay, there you go. Well, that is Alabama. Let's face it. Nick Saban's bigger than Alabama.
Sure, and this is him telling everybody that.
Right. On top of that, how do you feel if you're Ole Miss? How do you feel? Let me look at Ole Miss's sanctions and how long they go. A guy that got you in trouble is now going to go work for one of your rivals.
When do they play again?
They play this year. They play every year.
I know. When?
Oh, I don't know. Ole Miss. Here's what the core of the penalty is. They get a bowl ban for this year. Ole Miss will not go to bowl in 2000. They didn't go in 2017. They're not going in 2018. Because of a two-year bowl ban, the NCAA rules give seniors freedom to transfer, and guys are transferring out. Shea Patterson is going to Michigan.
Is he
going
to be able to play immediately?
Still trying to decide that because he was not a senior going this season. He would be a junior, so they're trying to decide all that. He won't be eligible this year. I don't see how. Probation running concurrently with current probation is a total of 4 years. Financial penalties totaling $179,000. Total scholarship reductions of 13 over the period of years. In addition to the 11 over the last 4 years that they self-imposed, altogether lose 24 scholarships. Every coach named in the investigation has a show cause against them.
But not Hugh Freeze.
Hugh Freeze a two-game suspension if hired elsewhere, and a show cause, I think.
I was told he didn't have a show cause.
I think as an assistant, not as a head coach. I mean, not as assistant, but as a head coach. I could be wrong about that. Of the 21 football allegations, 15 were classified by the NCAA as level one charges, the most serious type. Some of the more salacious than others, ranging from former staffers allegedly fixing ACT scores to getting recruits qualified the football team to allegedly hunting on Booster's private land, which is not a big deal there, I don't think. Car loans, money. We had the guy call in, if you remember that.
Going hunting is a violation?
If you go on a private hunting on somebody's private land, if the public's not allowed to do it, like if it's a... That was not a big deal, in other words. That was the lower end of it. But, like, if you couldn't do it, like, the public can't do it, but it's a benefit to say, hey, man, you can come hunt on my land. Yeah, that's a violation. A booster who has no... If you didn't have any relationship with the player at all, they said, hey, we're recruiting Zion Williamson. Hey, Zion likes to hunt. Well, tell Zion he can come over hunting my land over here. And, you know, it's a benefit. It's not a big benefit. That's not a big deal. Not like cars, jobs for families, money, all the other stuff, ACT scores, all the other stuff that was going on. But it's a violation.
It's ridiculous.
No, of course not.
It's a violation.
You got to have violation for that. You do, man. That's just, you can't.
Going hunting?
Not just that. Okay, then...
Violation.
Well, let me ask you this. You know there's some places that are better to hunt than others.
Sure.
You know, it's a valuable commodity.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know anything about hunting, but like I'm fishing. My dad goes like his private ponds and fishes these private ponds. It's like, man, that's a luxury to be able to go do this. So there's value added to all that, I think. But that's not, again, he didn't get fired because somebody hunted on somebody's land. That's not what he got fired for. He got fired because... He got 2 years of probation, a couple $100,000 in fines.
He got fired because he's an escort guy.
Yeah. Married with kids.
He's
recruiting kids like crazy, talking about religion, and yet he's a pattern of years of calling escort services.
He's a big fan of women of the night.
But he accidentally dialed the wrong number.
You know, it is what it is.
Hey, how about this? Through all that, he lied through all the whole thing. And then Alabama's going to say, you know what? That's okay. We kind of want him. Like, that's okay with everybody? Like, you're okay with that?
No. I think you should have a show clause on an assistant or head coach position. I don't think you should coach for a while, but whatever.
Let me ask something, man. How far down the pecking order would you have to go to get to Hugh Freeze as a hire?
You would have to say no to me at Alabama for being the offensive coordinator.
Me, the host of the show.
Yeah. Zero coaching experience would have to be like, nah, you know what? I'm just not interested.
The playbook I'd use, though, would have to be on PlayStation 3. I just bring that playbook over. That's the only plays I know. PlayStation 3 plays.
Four verts, everybody go deep.
Yeah. You know... Even if they don't hire him. Now, again, Nick Saban walks on water in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. He could do no wrong. He has full range of they're not going to veto anything the guy does. But if I'm an Alabama fan, you can win as many national championships as you want. The thought of even considering bringing the guy in, and that's okay with people? You're going to send, let me ask you this something. You're going to send Hugh Freeze into a prospect's home and talk to his mom and dad about coming to play at the University of Alabama? You can do that? I don't know, man. That baffles me. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I have 2 minutes and two phone calls. We can do this. Hoss, I got about a minute and a half or so. How you doing this morning?
Good. I was just going to ask you, when these teams go on probation, do they miss out on the shared television money that the conferences get?
I think in some cases they miss out like on the bowl money sharing, but they don't miss out on the TV money. That if you notice, there is no – back in the old days, we used to have TV bands. We don't have TV bands anymore. Yeah. Ole Miss will be able to play on TV. Man, because that hurts the other team too, the opponent too. So you don't have that. So I think they still get that money, but they don't get the money from the bowl sharing process, I don't believe. Could be wrong about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I will check on that for us, though, for sure. I'm going to have Graham Neff on from Clemson, who is their financial guy, to talk about, like, TV contracts and who gets what and all. We'll do that at some point now in the next couple of weeks. That's a good question, Hoss.
Seems like that would really sock it to them if they missed out on that.
Yeah, that really would. If you want to get serious about it, let's do that. It's a good point.
Absolutely.
Hoss, have a good weekend, man. Have a nice warm weekend. Let's get Zach in here quickly. J-Dub's coming up next segment. Hey, good morning, Zach. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Good. I'll be real quick. I just wanted to know, is Alabama considering him as the offensive coordinator role?
We don't know that because there's been no official statement, but that's the one of the jobs that's open. They might promote an assistant and just maybe try to hire him as just an assistant coach, maybe as a support guy. Any position,
any position, but I just wonder, first of all, offensive coordinator is a play stealer for Alabama because we all know who's calling those plays, or who has the last say-so. But I wonder, if they're getting him in there, as bad as his track record is, if he can get people to come to Ole Miss, whether he's cheating or not, maybe they're a little bit worried down the road with Clemson and these other schools on the rise. And, I mean, I know they're at the top, no doubt about that. But what if they're thinking, well, we could use some of his insight on recruiting, even though he's cheating, maybe just a thought. Maybe that's why they're looking at him.
I don't know, man. I think that's crazy. I don't care how many football games you got to win. You don't hire that guy. Zach, I appreciate the phone call. Very good stuff there. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Josh is going to join us. We have NFL playoffs to talk about. We have Clemson basketball to talk about. We have Zion Williamson to talk about. We have NFL draft stuff to talk about. A lot to do when you return to the Mickey Pollard Show. More right after this.
It's time for another exciting Clemson Tigers basketball game in Little John Coliseum. The Tigers return home to take on Notre Dame, an ACC tournament team from a year ago. Pre-game begins at 3:30 p.m. with a 4 p.m. tip-off on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson Tigers men's basketball on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
At last, the new year is here. What do you see ahead? Happy days and carefree nights?
Credit card bills?
Right, credit card bills.
Looking at months of high-interest credit card bills from all that generous holiday gift giving? Time to go to Lightstream and get a low-interest rate credit card consolidation loan. Act now to get an even lower rate with our special radio listener discount. Go to lightstream.com/sports to get rates as low as 5.39% APR with AutoPay. And with average interest rates on credit cards at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands of dollars in interest. Makes the new year a whole lot brighter, doesn't it? The application takes minutes online. There are no fees, and you can have funds as soon as today. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount at lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% autopay discount. Available only when you select autopay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding.
Does your credit need help? Call Masters Credit Consultants today to repair, rebuild, and restore your credit. It's easy. Just call or go online and get a free consultation to determine the best solution for your credit needs. Masters Credit is locally owned, and their certified credit specialists will analyze your credit file and get you on a path to a new and improved credit score. Call Masters Credit today at 864-249-9466 or online at masterscredit.com.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
One of the most confusing things that we've talked about here recently is the real ID stuff, and there's so much misinformation out there, maybe misunderstanding out there what's going on. They're going to be available soon. It won't be this month, but it's available this quarter. What you need to know and understand is what documents you might need and what documents they already have for you on file. And so you go to scdmvonline.com, and it'll tell you everything you need to know. Do a real ID search, and it's got all the frequently asked questions on there. It's like 30 or 35 or something, and it tells you price and when they're available and what you're going to need and why you might need them. And there's confusion about the dates too. The date you need to remember is October 1st of 2020. That's when your real ID, you'll have to have it to board a domestic flight, a commercial flight, or secure enter a secure federal building or military installation, unless you carry your valid U.S. passport military ID with you during those times as well. So to find out more about this change, it's scdmvonline.com. And don't go over, don't stand, don't call. Just answer all those questions first online. And then they can you can go from there. scdmvonline.com. We go down to Charleston, South Carolina. Our good friend Josh Williams joins us now. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Snowbirds. How's it going?
Man, yeah, you sent it up here. I don't know why we had to have it, but you sent it up here. We don't need it. It's going to go away, hopefully, this weekend. This Tom Brady thing, this Tom Brady issue, NFL playoffs, Jags, going into Pittsburgh. I always thought it'd be Pittsburgh and the Pats anyway, but now it's the Jags and the Pats. I guess this is a concern. I guess Vegas kind of has it as a concern. Am I seeing the line drop a little bit here this week?
Yeah, this is one that opened up about 8.5 to 9 early in the week, even got up to 9.5. Basically midday yesterday, it was still sitting around 9. And then I checked it last night, and it's down to 7.5. So I think a lot of that's just over the sheer concern there with Brady's uncertainty. I mean, I don't think there's any way he doesn't start, but I guess if he's going to play and it's not going to be effective, a lot of people are jumping on Jacksonville bettors are jumping on that bigger number while they can. Still as a whole, New England's gotten more action. They've gotten 60% of the tickets and almost 70% of the money, but they took some big bets on Jacksonville yesterday, that pushed that line down a little bit. One thing to note here is the point total on this game is sitting at 46.5 right now, going up half a point this week. This is the first time all year that Jacksonville has had a game where the point total is over 42.5. Part of that's New England with their offense, but a part of that is them is seeing Jacksonville be able to put up 45 last week on Pittsburgh. Situationally, when you kind of look at this, New England has not left home in over a month. So they've been week 16 and 17, they both played home games. So this dates back to before Christmas. then with the bye week in there. So they've been at home for, this is basically the fifth week in a row being at home, not having to travel. And in that same time, Jacksonville's played four out of five on the road, and three of those are decently long trips, one going to the West Coast to San Francisco, and then these back-to-back weeks going to Pittsburgh and now up to Massachusetts. You know, when I look at this, Belichick is the one that always kind of describes that he kind of makes you try to play left-handed, or he tries to neutralize or take away your biggest strength. And obviously in this one, there's such a disparity. Jacksonville's the number one rush team in the league. They have the highest rushing percentage. And so they want to run the ball short in the game, lean on the defense. So obviously that's going to be the thing that Belichick is going to want to take away. And there's a huge discrepancy with Bortles. When he's playing with the lead, he has 103 passer rating. When he's trailing, it's 66. So this is a bad scenario there, where if New England gets out to a lead early, this thing could really kind of snowball and maybe take off and could go double digits. I could see it easily being a pretty comfortable New England win if they get on the board first and kind of force Jacksonville's hand.
They used to have this stat. The Dolphins always did it, like, in temperatures that aren't bad. But I tell you, maybe Jacksonville gets a little break. They got a break, a fairly decent break in Pittsburgh last week. It wasn't terrible. And maybe get a break with the weather this weekend. It'll be interesting to see. Were you more surprised that the Jags won, or that they won 45-42, whatever the final was there, scoring, you know, over 80 points in the game?
More surprised that they won with the total number of points they scored. I think it's pretty evident from some of the comments that you saw last week and all that. I wouldn't say Pittsburgh didn't respect them, but they're so focused on New England. It was just a little bit of a look ahead spot for them. They felt they could definitely handle them the second time, and it wouldn't be anything like the first game with the five interceptions and all. When they played earlier in the year. So, they wouldn't come out and say that they overlooked them, but they were so focused on getting that rematch with New England.
All right, a rarity, the number one seed at home for the second straight week as our underdogs, Vikings in the unbelievable walk-off performance. And it'll be interesting to see, I think, Josh, of the emotions of the Vikings and having to go to Philadelphia, and obviously maybe more talented team right now. But what are the thoughts? What are the lines? What's Vegas thinking about the NFC Championship?
You kind of hit the nail on the head, or at least the first point I was going to make there. The line staying right around 3. It's probably going to bounce back and forth between 3 and 3.5. The point total is down to 39, or sitting at 39. Hasn't had much variance there throughout the week. This is one where right now it's a little over 50% of the tickets are on the Vikings, but almost 65% of the money is on Philadelphia. And I would expect as this gets closer to game time that public betting percentage is going to keep going up. There's basically likely only been about 25% of the total money being bet on the game right now is what we'll see as a total handle as we get to kickoff. When you get these late games, conference championship games, Super Bowl, you attract a lot of casual bettors that, don't really bet anything all year. But once it gets down to these final few teams, they see a lot of others. They'll throw some money on the game with small bets. And you would think, particularly with how Minnesota won that last week, it's been talked up a lot. That is they will attract all the casual bettors. So I think those betting splits are probably going to keep widening as far as the public percentage being more on Minnesota, but maybe even still more money on Philadelphia. And, with the emotion thing, obviously it was a roller coaster last week. They celebrated like they essentially had won the Super Bowl. And even in some press conferences this week, as late as Tuesday afternoon, Case Keenum was in a press conference and people were asking him about it. And he basically said even to that point he hadn't slept more than 2 hours a night. If this team is still kind of on that emotional high there, it's going to be hard to kind of get back up there. But they're trying to do something here that hasn't been done yet, win to get into the Super Bowl to be able to host that at home. These two teams match up pretty evenly, especially when you got two quarterbacks that, didn't start the year in that position, kind of journeyman. But, you got two high-level defenses here. And when you kind of dig into the numbers, I said earlier Jacksonville had the highest rushing percentage in the league. Well, Minnesota's not far behind. They have the second highest rushing percentage in the league. But on top of that, though, they average less than 4 yards per carry, which is below average. That's ranked around 23rd in the league. On the flip side, the Philadelphia defense allows 3.8 yards per rush, which is in the top six in the league. So if that's the case there, you know, this is going to be another low variance game with these two good defenses and probably a very conservative game plan on both sides, not trying to give an advantage on field position or turnovers. You know, that was something that Philadelphia was able to overcome last week with Atlanta. You know, they spotted them 10 points, but that'll be hard to do in this one with an even better defense. You know, the win last week, they had a net minus two in the turnover margin. And basically in the last almost 30 years, there's been over 1,000 instances of that's happened when a team's been an underdog. They've been minus two or worse in the turnover margin, and that team's only won outright 9.5% of the time. So that was a huge anomaly with them being able to win last week as an underdog with that turnover margin.
How do you find numbers like that? Where do those numbers come from? It's crazy to think about. All right, speaking of numbers, you texted me Tuesday before the basketball games, and the Clemson, Zach, this is interesting. The Clemson line went up to 8. And at the same time, the South Carolina and Kentucky line, I thought Kentucky was the better team coming in, started dropping like crazy and went from down to like minus one, maybe even close to pick 'em there, you know, when the thing kicked up. That showed me, man, something's up. Vegas knows. How do they do that kind of stuff? And talk to us like what those lines went down to and really the kind of telltale signs heading into those games.
Yeah, I mean, the Clemson one obviously makes sense. I mean, they're 0-59 there now. I mean, I think a lot of it is playing on that one, playing on North Carolina as much as it is playing against Clemson, just basically the scenario. It's a, you know, a psyche kind of thing. You know, it's going to kind of be in their heads. And, you know, that's – I've always heard that that's kind of the – whether it's true or not, I don't know, but it makes sense. But that's kind of one thing that a game that North Carolina players are always going to get up for, being at home. You know, probably maybe their second most motivated games behind the games they play against Duke, because – nobody on that team wants to be part of the squad that lets that streak be broken. So it's a pride thing for them as well. You know, the South Carolina one surprised me a little bit. I don't know, maybe it shouldn't. You know, with Kentucky, obviously I've thought all year that they're probably more overrated based on where they're ranked. I don't think that it's a typical Calipari team with the high-level talent. They don't have many, if any, lottery picks on the roster, so it doesn't surprise me to see them lose on the road. You know, I mean, watching part of that game, you know, Calipari goes zone and South Carolina struggles for a long time, got down by double digits, but, you know, found a way to come back and win. But, yeah, when I saw that line movement early in the day and that money kept piling in on South Carolina, I said, well, they're going to win the game tonight. And, you know, it ended up happening.
It's crazy to think about. All right, Clemson and Notre Dame. Tigers come in 15-3, 4-2 in the ACC. Notre Dame 13-6, 3-3. They've lost a couple of really true heartbreakers the last couple of weeks. What are some storylines to follow when the Irish come to town tomorrow at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, it's a big game for both teams, but obviously it's probably for the mental aspect. It's big for Clemson to bounce back off that loss to North Carolina. You got a couple of road games looming next week. You know, I think this one, from looking at things, is probably going to be – Clemson should be favored by about 5.5 or so. So you really – they really need to take advantage of Notre Dame while they've got some injuries there. Obviously, Colson's going to be out for another 5 weeks or so. And then also they have one of their talented young players, Harvey, their wing player, got hurt the other night. He's going to be out for about a month. He's appeared in every game. He started 6 of them. You know, he's a former top 100 recruit. So that Notre Dame's not an extremely deep team to begin with, but that's going to kind of eat into their depth there. They did get their point guard, Farrell, back last game. He had missed a couple games with injury. So they've lost 3 games in a row. And when you look at that, the game the other night, they played Louisville in a close game, double overtime, and lost. They had 3 guys that played over 40 minutes, and Farrell and the big man inside, Given, actually played 48 minutes. So this might be one where Clemson tries to push the pace a little bit more, see how those legs are. But they do have a few days in here to try to recoup. But with a smaller rotation, you had some heavy guys, some big guys that played a lot of minutes the other night. You know, these two teams are, they pretty much average the exact same in terms of points per game and points allowed. So, this is one that's pretty key for the Stangs. There's one game that separates them right now. You know, you don't want to let them get the upper hand as far as tiebreaker, and then you keep pace with Louisville in front of you, who you have the tiebreaker over. So you can keep pace there. You'll stay in that top four or five in the standings.
All right. I wanted to talk some NFL draft. I'm kind of out of time for that, but I think you had a proposition, a question maybe for Zach and I think you mentioned.
Yeah, this was kind of circulating earlier in the week all over Twitter, but there's a gentleman that did a three-leg parlay here. Looks like he bet less than $30 on it, but he bet his first leg was Sergio Garcia winning outright in the Masters last year. Looks like he got that around 45-46 to 1, and then his next leg is Alabama winning the national championship, and then his third leg is the New England Patriots winning the Super Bowl. So he's got it. This guy, he bet basically $27.50. He's got an opportunity to cash out right now without the Patriots leg for a little over $18,000. Or he could let it ride for a return of over $41,000. So would you let it ride? Both of you, would you let it ride, or would you cash out and take that $18,000? Or would you let it ride and maybe try to hedge some on the other side of it?
All right. This, I feel like you're Howie Mandel, and this is deal or no deal. Like the banker is going to give
you. Pretty much, yeah.
Cash out right now at $18,000. $18,000 on $27.50. Or the Patriots have to win the Super Bowl for
$41,000. Mm-hmm.
Zach, what are you thinking over there?
Tom Brady's hand's a little messed up. There's a lot of decisions here, but you let it ride.
I don't know, man. Look, if the Vikings win, can Tom Brady go into that stadium and beat them in Minneapolis? I'm taking $18,000, man. I'm going to press a button. Deal. What would you do, Jada?
You know, seeing as how, I mean, it's obviously the Patriots could lose, but when you look at it, you're looking at a team that's got, Brady's got as many Super Bowl rings as these other quarterbacks combined. The other three that are left is they have career playoff starts. Mm. I mean, it just seems massively swayed in the Patriots' favor. But, you know, as hard as it is to go back-to-back, that's something you don't see very often. So I think I might would let it ride and then try to hedge something on the other side to make up for a little bit of it.
You go hedge on that. The hardest part of that was Sergio Garcia winning the Masters. Because once he got then, you know, Alabama won the national championship. That's not a shock. Patriots win, that's not a shock. But to get Sergio at 46-1, that's pretty good there. I didn't know you could do those kind of hedge bets on that thing. We'll see. Hey, man, as usual, let's talk some NFL draft next week, some Zion Williamson stuff next week, some college basketball stuff, and then start talking a little Super Bowl if we can.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Take care. Good friend Josh Williams, J-Dub. You take the – you let it ride?
Let it ride. Let it ride.
$27.50. Let me just repeat that for folks in case they just to hear that. It's a three-way bet. You got to win all three to cash out. Or you can cash out at any point in time. 46-1, $27.50, Sergio Garcia win the Masters. And so at that point in time, he could have cashed out before Alabama. Let me see what he would have cashed out at. Let me see. Bear with me a second here. $27.50 times 46. He could have taken $1,200. He didn't do that. Alabama wins. Now he's got $18,000.
Let it ride.
And if the Patriots win, he wins $41,000.
Let it ride.
It's a good question, man. Pretty interesting stuff from J-Dub. Appreciate him checking
out. You got to let it ride, right?
No, I cash out $18,000.
Come on.
On $27?
Man.
It's not like you got like $10,000 in it to win that. $27 and $18,000 is pretty doggone good. Guaranteed right now?
Yes.
Oh, man. I might like it's a big decision for me. We'll take a break. We'll come back. One open phone line segment. I'm going to get into the Clemson's recruiting and kind of give you an idea who's coming into town. 13 top 250 guys, 6 top 10 guys, and 2 commitments coming to town. Also, we'll tell you about who Clemson's 2 official visitors are. We'll do that when you return. It's Mickey Plyler's show. We're 105.5 The Roar.
If it's on the water, it's at the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show. I'll be live with Road Rage Friday, January 26th from 3 to 7. See the latest boat models from fishing to personal watercraft. It's bigger than ever, the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our Pro Desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Esurance, an Allstate company, is looking for dynamic individuals to join its claims customer service teams in Greenville. Esurance offers competitive pay, flex time, and opportunities for growth. Ready SC and SE Works is assisting Esurance with a recruitment event on Tuesday, January 23rd from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. at McAllister Square, 225 South Pleasantburg Drive. Again, Tuesday, January 23rd from 9 until 6 in McAllister Square in Greenville. Esurance, equal opportunity employer, insurance for the modern world.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
And the memories keep on turning.
Zach gives me a quiz of the United States presidents. We've had 45. Yesterday you told me I couldn't get how many? You said I couldn't get 20.
I know. I asked if you could. You said I can do 25, and you got 30.
30, right? Yep. Pretty good off the top of your head. During the break, too. I will tell you this, though. Like in that list of, like, Pierce, Fillmore, Polk, it would have been hard for me to get any of those.
Yep.
Yeah, there's just that list that were like,
you got 67% of them.
That's pretty good.
Off top of your head, for most Americans, I don't think they can get that.
No. The other thing is, how many states can you name? Like, if you look at it, I can tell you every state. I'm good with that.
But could you place it on the map?
Yeah.
I could say Kansas, and you know where it is.
Yeah, I know exactly where Kansas is.
See, west of the Mississippi was the hardest thing for me to learn as a kid.
Well, you got a lot of those square states out there.
Yeah, they all look the same.
Well, they do, but then you got to think about where the cities are and where time zones, like where you've been and stuff.
Which
like that.
Which is also similar, I guess, for people when they learn about the Northeast sometimes, because it's like Europe almost. There's all these small little states everywhere, and people have trouble learning that.
Yeah, but you're okay with all that. It's that's doable.
Sometimes I get New Hampshire and Vermont mixed up. The ones right next to each other.
Yeah, I can see that. I can certainly see that. But no, I can do all 50 of those states. Be good with those.
How many of our presidents were assassinated?
Three or four.
Gonna need a definite.
Three.
Who is the third? If it helps.
My wife's texting me. Did Zach's mom not make him put the state's puzzle together?
1897 to 1901.
Can I think about it?
Nope.
I need to think about it.
You can't think about it.
Assassinated.
Obviously Lincoln. Yeah. Obviously John F. Kennedy.
Right. Somebody texted me the answer.
They did?
Yeah.
It was McKinley.
Oh, they were wrong. They said Van Buren. McKinley was assassinated?
Yep.
Oh, I hate that. Sorry for his family and friends.
Van Buren was 1837.
Yeah. In my hometown, there's a Van Buren... Who was he running against?
Who was Van Buren running against?
Yeah.
I do not know. I wasn't there in 1937.
Whoever he's running against, there's a rock right there because the guy stood on his rock and made a big speech. I don't know. Good stuff, though, man. I enjoy the kind of stuff. We'll do the states during the break. How about that?
Yeah.
Get up a map and I'll point to them. How about that? Can we do that?
We will do that.
Yeah. I like competing with you. That's all awfully fun to me. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Love to hear from you on our phone lines. Our health there, that's our Northern Communication phone lines. Our health there text lines 986-1566. You can also reach us on Twitter at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Tomorrow, Clemson and Notre Dame at the 4 o'clock game. Here's the thing about that game is that everybody, here we're thinking about Clemson and we're thinking about the Tigers coming off of losses. Pretty emotional loss at North Carolina. He fought back. And this game's a lot like the Miami game because he came off of an emotional one-point loss at NC State, and he rebounded at home. And we think about that from our standpoint here of what Clemson, and emotionally what they're doing. Notre Dame, think about what they've been through. Brad Brunell told us this yesterday. I watched the end of the North Carolina game, and, man, they've lost three in a row. I don't remember the Georgia Tech loss where they lost by seven at Tech. But they lost by one at North Carolina and had a putback chance. Really, they led until very late in the game. But, man, that was a tough deal. And then the Louisville game, I didn't realize this, that was a double overtime loss. I think double overtime. Double overtime loss, 82-78. So they've come over, and that was at home. They've come over two really, really difficult times there. Aaron Burrock, by the way, Chester, South Carolina. Good friend Bubba Britton gets in that one. Oh, Aaron Burrock. He ran against somebody through there, Van Buren. Somebody through there. Anyway, we're thinking about Clemson and emotional. How about North Carolina, Notre Dame's emotion right now? This is where that ACC chews you up, spits you out. My friend Larry Shyatt used to say that in this league, it's like they are... in a glass bottom truck so they can see you when they run over you, and then they back up and run over you again just to make sure you're dead. It's a chew you up and spit you out league, and Notre Dame's currently going through that right now. We'll see if they can answer tomorrow. I think it's going to be a last possession game with Notre Dame tomorrow. Notre Dame's got that. Like Brown talked about, they got that winning culture. They'll tough it out somehow, some way. Play this zone, frustrate you, hit a bunch of threes. I don't know, man. I think that's a tough, tough, tough game. 654 Roar, Delvin checks in with us. Hey, good morning, Delvin. How you doing?
I'm okay. How you guys doing this morning?
Man, we're blessed. Very, very blessed.
Yeah, so you thought you freaking coach. I mean, Chris Kiffin, he's on that list. He got the coach last year before that. Man, I don't know if he get the coach this year after the Pelicans came out, though.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Hugh Freeze, to me, it's the NCAA violations. It's the call girl escort services. It's the high school allegations of watching little girls get undressed in high school. It just seemed like to me, and through it all, he had some excuse, and he always went back to the religion card. You know, like he was hiding behind all that. I just don't trust anything the guy did. And it's a prolonged thing there as a head coach that he told people before he got the job what they needed to do in order to win and how they needed to cheat. And then that's what he did. I don't know, man. I'd be embarrassed that you even tried to even think about the guy, you know?
I guess Alabama's like a rehabilitation clinic. I mean, you got Steve Sarkisian who got in trouble.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. You go over there and you just write your ship, I guess. I don't know. At some point in time, if you're Alabama, like, how does an Ole Miss fan feel about it? Let me see here, brother. You got us on probation. While we were paying you, you're out there paying escort services. You run our name through the mud. We're still on probation, and now you're going to recruit against us and try to beat us on the field? If you're an Ole Miss fan, Ole Miss Ben, call the show. Like, what's your thought about Hugh Freeze going to coach for Alabama? But at one point in time, like, don't you just, if you're Hugh Freeze, I know you want to get back in it. You got plenty of money, right? Don't you just, like, disappear? Just, like, say, you know what, man, I don't want to subject myself to this anymore. I'm just going to kind of disappear, you know?
Yeah. And now he got a chance to be a head coach again next year. He's only doing this so he can be a head coach again next year.
I don't know, man. Nobody's going to hire the guy as a head coach, I hope.
Somebody will, man. One of these Group 5 schools, they will.
I don't see how. I just don't see how it's going to happen.
They will.
All right,
they
man.
Will,
Mick.
They will.
I don't know.
Yeah,
thanks. Appreciate the phone call. There's got to be some humility there where you say, you know what, I looked in the camera's eyes and I talked about God and I talked about my family. I talked about how this is, oh no, this isn't happening here. I denied. I lied to people like crazy. I lied to my family. I lied to my friends, all our boosters, all our players, all our coaches. Lied to everybody about it all. And now I want to try to get back in it. Like Rick Pitino, you don't get back in it, right? Don't you just stay gone?
Yeah, you take your money and you run.
Don't you just disappear?
Or you disappear into if you're Rick Pitino, Hugh Freeze.
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of ways to just disappear. Like, you just don't. I'm not saying go to some island somewhere. You know what to do, man? Start like a try to repent a little bit, man. Try to get back into good graces. Try to get up there in heaven somehow, man. Like do some sort of nice community service type work.
You're not repenting for anything. You didn't do anything wrong in your mind.
Oh, yeah, you did.
In his mind, he did not do anything wrong. He denied everything.
Yeah. You were wrong, by the way, about William McKinley.
I know. I made a terrible mistake.
James Garfield was assassinated.
Yes.
McKinley
died of pneumonia.
I got a friend right now who has pneumonia. I don't want no part of that.
McKinley died of pneumonia because he
gave too long of a acceptance speech.
Yeah, and he didn't wear a coat.
Yeah.
And then he caught it and died.
But you don't catch pneumonia because of how cold it is, do you? Don't you have to catch pneumonia from other people?
I guess. But that's
all right, there you go. I need a doctor to call in now. Now, look quickly, let me mention this. There are people who have been shamed.
Shame.
And I think you humbly go behind the scenes and humbly try to help community service. Like, try to be a good person again. It doesn't mean Hugh Freeze can't be a good person again. Try to be a good, or for the first time, try to be a good person. Go try to help people. Totally repent. Totally turn your life over. And but you can't do it this soon back in college athletics, right? There's no way that can happen, right?
No.
Just like go away, like disappear, like just quietly go. Once you're shamed to this level, escort services, like he did the trifecta. Young girls, escort services, major cheating violation. Once you do that.
With everything that's happened in today, especially what's going on with the USA Gymnastics right now, he didn't do anything to those young girls. Right?
Would you, let me ask you something. If that was your daughter,
I understand.
Would
I understand.
You rip his head off?
It's creepy and weird, but he wasn't accused of touching anybody. He wasn't charged with anything like that. I don't want to make that generalization about people with today's stuff and current events.
That doesn't make it okay because other people did worse. That doesn't make it okay. If I'm a dad, I rip his head off. He walks with a limp. I'm telling you that. Hour number three, we'll come back right after this.